With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced he's levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico starting August 1st. The president detailed the planned tariffs today in letters posted on his social media account. The president took a tour of devastation left by the flash flooding in Kerrville, Texas on Friday. Joining him, First Lady Melania Trump, who says she grieves with the families.
They gave me this special bracelet from the camp in honor of all of the little girls that they lost their lives. So we are here to honor them.
And the president's visit on Friday came a week after heavy rainfall caused Guadalupe River in Kerr County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing at least 121 people. Meanwhile, the U.S. is weathering its worst measles outbreak in a year. For more than three decades.
The CDC says the U.S. has seen 1,288 cases of measles since the start of the year, the highest number in more than three decades. Matt Ferrari is director of the Centers for Infectious Disease Dynamics at Penn State.
Measles used to be a very common disease in the United States. It was eliminated in the United States in 2000. That was a fantastic milestone.
The CDC says there have been outbreaks in 17 states.
The U.S. sending more weapons to Ukraine, this time via NATO.
The president said the U.S. is selling weapons to its NATO allies in Europe so they can provide them to Ukraine. He told NBC that NATO is paying for those weapons 100%. Ukraine badly needs more U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia's ballistic and cruise missiles. The president has repeatedly expressed displeasure with Russia's Vladimir Putin and recently held constructive talks with Ukraine's president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And you're listening to SRN News. A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order from the Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional ban, and rather, the Constitution was changed recently because voters passed a special amendment enshrining abortion rights in the state's Constitution. The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of those bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. And Christians relief agencies now rushing aid to Texas in the aftermath of the deadly flooding. This is SRN News. The fighting continues in Ukraine, Russia launching a host of missile and drone attacks overnight once again. A click-to-cancel rule, which would have made it easier for consumers to end unwanted subscriptions, has been blocked by a federal appeals court. It came just days before the law was set to go into effect. But there are ways to end those subscriptions and memberships, even if they do take more time and effort. Boeing has reached a settlement with a man whose wife and three children were killed in a deadly 2019 plane crash in Ethiopia. The deal announced Friday came just days before the scheduled start of the first trial stemming from the devastating Boeing 737 MAX jetliner crash. In all, it left 157 people dead. The jury trial at Chicago's federal court was supposed to determine damages for the man whose family was heading to their native Nigeria at the time. More details at SRNnews.com.